is so true. What a friend we do have in Jesus. So glad we can call him our best friend. Mm-hmm. Because the best friend gonna be there no matter what, by your side. And that's just the awesome God that we serve. And it's at times like this we need to lean on him even more. I'm here talking with Moshe Loren. You all know her. You know her voice. She's my sister. That's my girl. I'm just so proud of you, because you have taken what the devil meant for bad and you turned it into something good, being a domestic violence survivor. Mm-hmm. And that's why I wanted to have you on in the midst of the whole Ray Rice, Jhené Rice thing. Now, we were talking earlier about how the NFL could have done a much better job of handling this situation now that this video is out. And I do believe, as we said earlier, if we didn't see this full thing, then they wouldn't be taking the actions. We're just keeping it real. But mm-hmm. I want to read this to you mm-hmm. that really, it broke my heart. This is something that Jhené Rice, she wrote on Instagram. And these are her words. So I'm not taking anything out of context, and I'm going to quote this whole thing here. I woke up this morning feeling like I had a horrible nightmare, feeling like I'm mourning the death of my closest friend. But I have to accept the fact that reality is a nightmare in itself. No one knows the pain that the media and unwanted options from the public have caused my family. To make us relive a moment in our lives that we regret every day is horrible. To take something away from the man I love, what he has worked his bleep bleep all for all his life just to get ratings, is just horrific. In caps, this is our life. What don't you all get? If your intentions were to hurt us, embarrass us, make us feel alone, take all happiness away, you've succeeded in so many levels. Just know we will continue to grow and show the world what real love is.
Moshe, that's the example.
When you hear that as a survivor, once been a victim, can you please take us inside her head?
I almost feel like, I'm just us reading it back, it has hit somebody and it has made it okay for somebody. She's basically mad at the public mm-hmm. for speaking up mm-hmm. and for forcing them, the NFL and the powers to be, to do something about it. She's a victim and she doesn't even realize she's being victimized. Mm-hmm. And she's turned this around to make us feel like we have caused, you know, pain to her family. Yeah. And all we're trying to do is say to him, to the world, to you, this is unacceptable. How he treated you, how he demeaned you, disrespected you, laid hands on you is not acceptable. Shouldn't it be acceptable for you or anybody else? Absolutely. And she has basically told any young girl who is listening, who listened or read that on Instagram, that this is what the color of love looks like.
And it's not true. Would you call
that
this
is
a
not
thing
true.
Where she's protecting him?
She's protecting him. No, she's definitely protecting him, because that's what we do as victims. And when we're in that situation, the first thing that we want to do is to protect them. Mm-hmm. And we want to protect them because for us, you are now trying to take away somebody who cares for me, who loves me. You're mm-hmm. trying to take him. You are trying to come in and destroy what we have, because she hasn't yet woke up to realize that this is unacceptable. His mm-hmm. hands on your face is not acceptable mm-hmm. love. That is not the kind of love that God wants for us. That's not the kind of love. That's mm-hmm. not how he loves us.
No.
You see what I'm saying?
No.
And so now I think that the biggest, and here's what the position that if I could respect had she taken the position of, I realize what happened wasn't right. I realize that we have issues and my husband has problems. Do I need to forgive him? And she does, because we
mm-hmm.
all need to forgive.
Absolutely.
Right? However, the message should have been that he has to find a way to channel his anger in a different direction, in a different way. And I have to find a way to love myself, to know that I'm not deserving of being hit or anybody's punching bag. And she hasn't gotten there.
And the way that, when you look at the video, do you think that was the first time?
No.
Why do you say that?
Because he was too comfortable.
Mm.
The way he lashed out at her was too comfortable.
Mm.
And for you to do it in public, for you to do it in public, you've gotten really, really comfortable with laying hands on her and nothing happened,
But the doors were closed, though. They didn't know that the films, that the tape was running.
But just, but the spillover, okay. Still being in a public atmosphere,
holding her shoes after you've done that,
and standing off to the side when she was being treated.
Yeah, to the side.
Almost as if to say, y'all handle that. Y'all handle that. So
that's,
I think,
not
hard. it's a issue that I think this has brought to light again, and it seems like we always talk about it when it's headline news, but I'm really curious to see what happens when it's no longer headline news.
You know, the part that I was kind of torn by yesterday when people were saying, well, you know why she stayed? She just stayed for the money. Okay, so let's put a different twist on this. Okay, I don't know who your abuser was. I don't know if he was an NFL player or whatever, Moshe. My thing is, we're saying she stayed because of the money. Why is she really staying, being a survivor? Why do you stay?
I think you stay, number one, because you're afraid to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Finances may have something to do with it. You don't want to give up the lifestyle, the status, and all of that. I think, but most of why you stay has more to do with, you know, again, and I keep re-emphasizing this, the mostly why you stay is because you are still not in the, you have still not come to terms with the fact that you are in an abusive situation. And she doesn't realize that she is a victim of abuse right now. And somebody's got to shake her and say, you are worthy, you are deserving, you are esteemed, you are beautiful, you are wonderfully made.
Come on.
And this is not at all what love is supposed to feel like.
No.
And until somebody else, and she sees women saying, and me too, I went through that too. And we all have to be transparent about our journeys to tell other women that I've been there. One in every four women, CeCe, in their lifetime is abused at some point.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one every four. If you know four women, you ultimately know one person.
Mm-hmm.
So you see how often it's happening. So you got to know it's not just you.
Wow.
How did she get out? What did you do? We got to lift each other up and encourage each other. Every 9 seconds, as we've been talking here for the last 35 minutes, every 9 seconds, a woman was being abused. That's how often it's happening.
My God.
That's how often it's happening. And it's starting at such a young age because we're not getting involved early enough to say, you putting your hand on the little girl at the playground because you like her is not an acceptable way to show her you like her.
Absolutely.
We're not intervening early enough. And so these bad behaviors now are multiplied as you get older and they get a little more serious because we didn't intervene early enough. So affirming to your kids what love is by telling them they love you, you love them, by showing them what healthy love is between you and your spouse. This is how kids grow to receive the love. The first love they get is from mom and dad.
That's right.
So if one or the two of them are absent, how are you now? How do you reference what love is? Well, the world starts to tell you what love is, and love starts to be colored by things and superficial values and things like that. Pretty soon you've put together your own definition of love, which really isn't love at all.
It's not.
It never started with the love of self. So
would you say that's what happened with you? Do you feel that you did that because of low self-esteem?
Yes, daddy issues.
Mm-hmm.
My daddy wasn't around, and I love my daddy. My daddy and I have the best relationship now.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that we'd have as good of a relationship as we have now if I didn't first come to terms with him not being in my life growing up, me forgiving him, me understanding the impact that it's had on my life and not staying stuck in that place, but growing through and past that place, and me finally looking in the mirror and being able to see the reflection back at me and say, I love you.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And we are so valuable. When once you know that value, it is just you want to accept that kind of stuff. But when you have a person like Janae Rice, which it appears that she doesn't want our arms around her right now.
No.
How do we get to a sister like that? What do we do? I know we pray. That's the best gift we can give them. But how do we get to her?
I'll be very honest with you. You can't push. You just have to keep supporting whenever you can get a word in. Of encouragement, you get that word. You never miss that opportunity to get that word in or to give her that hug or to lift her up or to tell her that she's beautiful. You never miss the opportunity to do that,
okay.
Giving her information.
Okay.
You know, however, if you push so much, distance themselves from you. I want to give you a number. Can I give the audience a phone number?
I do want you to have these resources. I'm going to take them and also put them on our website, because I know there's some people out there. You may be in a situation. You may know somebody in a situation. We can talk all day, but until we can bless you with these resources, then our job here is not fully done. And let's be clear. I do know some men say, well, you guys, when you talk about domestic violence, it's always about the women, but you never talk about the men who are being abused or the men who are the abusers, and what we can do for them to get deep down and see what's causing them to react this way. What kind of anger issues do they have? What void are they trying to fill? What is going on with them? And this is really, really a real conversation. It's some real talk. And I do believe that we're in this thing together. We have to help each other. And that's why having these resources and using these resources are so important. What do you have, sweetie?
This is the hotline number for anybody who's out there who may be going through a domestically violent situation yourself or know someone who needs to talk to someone. Call 1-866-723-3014. That's a 24-hour resource number that you can call. And I would just encourage you to look in the mirror again and love yourself. Know that you are so valuable and so worthy and so deserving, and you were put here for a divine purpose.
My God.
And you've got so much more in you than you could ever imagine. And if you can just believe that, know that you are not alone. My arms are wrapped around you so tight, so tight.
That
encouraging
means so
you, sister.
Now, you know, Moshe, you have been a voice in this market for what, 10 years, 12
it's
years?
It's been a long time.
And I really feel that people feel they know you. So if they wanted to reach out to you via Facebook or Twitter because they feel they can talk to you, if they don't want to call that number right now, how can they reach you? What's the best
way? You can find me on social media. I'm at Moshe Laren. It's MoSHayLaren. That's Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
That is so wonderful. And what I love about it is because you found your value, you love yourself, you have started and continue your Love Yourself campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a website people can go for that to see what events are coming up? Or is that all posted on your social media?
Yeah, it's Voices of Domestic Violence,
okay,
which is the annual event that I do. And I won't be doing it this year because I've got God's blessed me with some wonderful things going on in my life. And
Amen.
Unfortunately, I'm just the one person.
Amen.
But the advocacy doesn't stop. But they can go to Voices of Domestic Violence because I do post on our Facebook page and keep you updated, resources and so forth.
Perfect. And because you are valuable, because you see that you are, look at where God has brought you. I've seen you grow. I've seen you go through a lot, but I know the only way out is through.
Mm.
And now that you're on the other side of through, if you were not, you wouldn't have this wonderful design business you have. Now tell me about that real quick.
With These Hands Home Decor, it's a handcrafted home interior design and accessory business. We specialize in upholstery. And it's just, I call myself, here's my new name, okay? I call myself an interior esthetician. I'm an interior esthetician.
I like that, girl.
I love the beautification of a home. I mean, I just feel like when you walk into a room, that room should emote the feeling that you want to have.
Absolutely.
Be it your bedroom, your study, you know, your meditation corner, your recreation room, whatever it is you want to feel when you walk in that room, the designs, the colors, the patterns, the textures, everything should emote that feeling. So, I've always been a crafty Martha Stewart kind of girl.
Yes, she can make anything.
I'd be up in here, on the air, crocheting and all kind of stuff.
I want one too.
But I decided to take it and make it a business, and we're doing some amazing things. It's a collaboration with my father. So I not only just get to, you know, have a business with him, but we get to spend amazing time together, and I absolutely love that. So,
and I'll put that info on my Facebook, you know, as well, the Angel of Inspiration, also the CC McGee, so that you all can see what this sister is doing, and you can see what happens, because see, what the devil was trying to do was put those weapons of mass distractions in your way with the domestic violence. But look at you now. Because you are valuable, we all have a purpose, you know that you have your gift, and look how you're blessing people now.
Yeah.
But see, if you didn't really get into that, the devil would have won. But look at you, girl. I'm so proud of you. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me,
CC. You all can go to praisephilly.com. I will put those resources there for you. Also, check my Facebook page at CC McGee. That's CECEMCGHEE. Or you can also go to my Twitter at CC McGee as well. And I'm going to make sure I have all of Moshe's info there for you, because I really appreciate your time. I know you're on the run. You got things to do, girl.
But I got all the time for you, CC. I love you like cooked food.
Ooh, look at with some hot sauce, though, right?
Mm, hot sauce.
I love you, Moshe. Thank you so much. You know what? I'm going to have you back because, as you said, I don't want to just talk about this now. I want to make this something we talk about more often, you know, even getting out with you more often, because the more and more I counsel, the more and more I see this. And you know what? The girls are getting younger and younger and younger. The young brothers are getting younger and younger and younger. So, as you said, we have to fix the whole puzzle, not just one half, but the whole puzzle.
That's
so
nice.
Thank you so much for that. Thank you for being transparent and sharing. Thank you for allowing God to use you in a mighty way, because he chose you. He knew that you could stand through those that domestic violence moment, those moments in your life, because he could trust you to come through with a testimony to help other people. He chose you, and that's an awesome call on your life.
Wow.
So we're going to keep you covered in prayer that God just keep on making it do what it do, girl.
Thank you. He loves me some you.
All right, guys, you can't go to praisephilly.com for more info. Don't forget it, too. It's something new for you right here on Praise.
Praise 103.9.
It's the Yolanda Adams Morning Show.